Hello, Queens. It's your girl, Tabby. I'm back. Before I start today's topic, I really want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you that have been supporting me on this journey, that has been listening to my podcast every day. I am really, really thankful because you guys encourage me to continue on this path. And that for me is very, very important. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your kind words. And I will continue to do my best to share with you whatever God puts in my heart. May it be daily, weekly. I would definitely continue to do what I'm doing. But today, the topic that I wanted to go over, it's called Trust the Process. Let's focus for a minute on where we are currently in our lives. Think back to about 10 years or maybe 5 years ago. Do you realize that you're in a place or space now that surpassed where you were a few years ago? You see, we are so brainwashed into believing that real progress is when we move from an apartment to owning a house, from taking the bus to owning a car, from being single to being married, and all these little things that society label as progress. Meanwhile, we are not noticing that we move from a studio apartment to a two-bedroom apartment because we got a promotion or a pay increase based on our work performance. We also was able to upgrade our $1,200 Betsy Toyota to sell, 1989, and we're now driving a brand new second-hand 2007 Toyota Corolla. Brand new to us, second-hand to the dealer. And it's paid in full. We may still be single, but we went back to school and we became certified or own a license to another career path. You see, we sometimes forget little progress is still progress, and little progress is the creeping and baby steps into our success. What brought this particular message into my mind was attending Bible study class yesterday. I heard a young woman say, "I'm a spiritual woman, but I feel like I'm missing something, like I'm not doing enough." After discussing it for a while, she soon realized the only thing she was missing is the fact that she was not spiritual a few years ago. She changed her life and accepted God recently. And now, she's further than she was a few years ago spiritually. Again, because we're waiting for that wow factor in our lives, we've totally neglect the little achievements we have accomplished. My point is, trust the process. Where you are now in your life is exactly where God wants you to be. Enjoy the scenery. Smell the roses. This moment right here is part of your journey. Enjoy it. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Their part isn't your part. Everyone has a different role to play and a different destination. All you need to do is trust your process. Today, my queens, I challenge you to take a minute and focus on how much has changed in your life and how much progress you have allowed to go unnoticed. All because it didn't give you the wow factor. Then give God a praise and tell Him, "God, I'm trusting your process." process. Ladies, queens, sisters, this is my message to you today. Remain positive. Live in the moment. Enjoy where you are. Even if you feel stuck, enjoy where you are. Keep working hard and let God continue to guide you while you continue to trust the process. Have a blessed day, and I love you all.